Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. A riveting Oscar-caliber performance from Elizabeth Moss anchors an effective and scary reimagining of the horror chestnut, The Invisible Man. Flipping the script to make the victim the focus instead of the title character, this update works as a full-blooded horror film, as well as an effective commentary on social issues like bullying and the Me Too movement. Yes, The Invisible Man is worth seeing. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is a beautifully filmed and sensitively acted period drama set in 1760s France. A female artist is commissioned to paint a portrait of a young woman. Things get complicated when unexpected romantic sparks develop between them. This edgy drama avoids exploitation and sensationalism. Portrait of a Lady on Fire is warm, even if it never quite catches fire. Kristen Stewart stars in Seberg, a tragic story of the all-too-brief life of actress Jean Seberg, a social activist who made enemies when she supported the civil rights movement in the 1960s. This should have been a fascinating and troubling movie, but sputters due to lackluster execution. Also opening this week, Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, is a documentary about the seminal roots rock group. Varda by Agnes is an autobiographical documentary from the acclaimed French filmmaker. Homeward is a sneaky animated mockbuster that aims to get ticket-buying parents to confuse it with the upcoming Disney-Pixar fantasy Onward. Guns Akimbo is a video-style action flick starring Daniel Radcliffe. A woman returns to her hometown 2 years after witnessing a kidnapping in the mystery The Disappearance of Clifton Hill. My Hero Academia Heroes Rising is an animated fantasy based on the TV series. And Premature is a romantic drama set in contemporary Harlem. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!